106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I want to tell you something that happened, and I want to run it by you. And as a parent, what would you do in this situation?
Okay.
My son is 12. He's about to be 13.
Okay.
He stubbed his toe. And when he stubbed his toe, he swore.
Okay.
A big one. He said one of the big ones.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And I was mad at him.
Oh, you were?
Because he said a word he's not allowed to say.
Okay.
And then I see this a couple days later online. 74% of us swear when we stub our toe. 74%. That means that 3 out of 4 people do this. That includes priests. That includes your mother, your grandmother, the people you don't think swear. And the science behind it is that when humans experience abrupt physical pain, it is a response that the brain has to let it out, almost like a shout or a scream. But for some reason, those words are filed away with yelling and screaming, and it just comes out. And it made me kind of feel bad that I yelled at my son. So as a parent, if you heard your kid who's that age,
okay,
stub their toe and say one of the big ones.
Yeah, I'd still, until you're like 15, you got to keep the big ones to yourself.
Okay.
If it was younger than that, especially like 12, 13, and they said the S word, I'd probably laugh.
Right. It wasn't the S word.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I was thinking in my head, I was like, okay, well, you can put one F word in a PG-13 movie.
Oh, that's true.
As long as it doesn't, as long as it is like used more as like an adjective or something like that.
See, what would bother me is if at that age, that was the word that they went to. That's a word they've been using.
Oh, definitely. Well, or maybe not. This study makes it seem like sometimes those, because 74%, like I said, it's a lot of people that normally don't swear. But
how
they,
do you know that?
Well, it's got to be.
I mean, feel like everybody swears.
You think 3 out of 4 people in this world are just, they're swearing all over
you
the place?
You think that it's not 4 out of 4?
No.
I mean, there are.
I don't.
We have a friend named Jay. I want to shout Jay out because he's going through a lot with his health.
Yeah.
And he is pure as the fallen snow.
He is.
And he doesn't drink alcohol. I don't think he drinks sodas. Maybe he does. But he certainly doesn't swear.
Right.
That is the only person I know that doesn't. Can you think of anybody else?
Father Cliff at my church.
I guarantee Father Cliff has a damn it come out every once in a while.
Oh, but are we?
Or like if something breaks, he goes, this damn thing.
You think?
Yeah. What, of course.
What about little old ladies?
Little old ladies, absolutely.
So you're not.
They're throwing bitch around somewhere.
No, come on. Of all the swear words, it's not that
Does
one.
Does your mom swear?
No, I when she quotes somebody.
Okay.
And when she quotes somebody and she swears, it makes me want to cry. Not my mommy.
That is so
funny.
Who said
that? Who are you quoting? I want to hurt them.
The way that this hurts me.
Yeah. But apparently, if she stubs her toe, she'll say the big one.
Man, she's just dying to.
Or, because it even says in the study, like, if you're not a swearer, like the 25% of people who don't do it,
yeah,
they still say something. So, and you can picture those people where they stub their toe and they're like, ah, butterfly.
Or they go, oh, mighty.
Yeah, something like that. Fiddlesticks.
Yeah.
I want to be one of those people.
I think that would be hysterical. If you gave up swearing and just started taking on sort of more whimsical expressions. Or even just a, shoot.
Oh, God.
Golly.
Bubblegum.
Yeah.